plan to start a brewery brand dissolves before launch due to mismatched commitment levels and challenging state alcohol regulations. Welcome, friends. Welcome to Side Hustle School, episode 2617, our weekly segment known as Failure Friday, all of the things that don't go so well, a collection of short stories about mistakes, missteps, disasters, and of course, failure. Today, we're going to hear the Great Salt Lake Brewery blunder, something that sounded like a good idea at the time, but then, of course, the partnership doesn't quite go as planned, and there's a challenging legal environment as well. So let's talk about it. What happens in this situation? What do you do? How do you regroup? If you have a side hustle or a small business, sometimes things don't always work at first, so you need to develop resilience in order to try again or do something a little bit differently. I like to let the stories lead the way here, so let's hear from Jeff. I'll come back at the end with a couple brief comments.
I'm Sam Thompson, and this is the story of our small brewery dream in Utah. A journey that ended before it truly began, not just due to the state's stringent alcohol regulations, but also due to the differing levels of commitment between my business partner and me. Alex and I were seasoned home brewers, and the idea of scaling our hobby into a full-fledged business was exhilarating. We knew Utah's alcohol regulations would be a hurdle, but our enthusiasm initially overshadowed these concerns. However, as we delved deeper into the planning and logistics of setting up a brewery in such a regulated environment, the cracks in our partnership began to show. The more I immersed myself in the project, the more I realized that Alex's involvement was wavering. While I was ready to invest all my energy and savings into High Plateau Brewing, Alex seemed hesitant. His reluctance became increasingly evident as we navigated the complexities of Utah's alcohol laws and discussed branding strategies. I was all for bold, distinctive branding to make our mark, but Alex was cautious, worried about how much a daring approach might be received in a conservative market. This difference in our commitment levels and vision for the brewery led to frequent disagreements. The excitement of starting High Plateau Brewing gave way to tension and frustration, and our friendship, which was the bedrock of this venture, started to strain under the pressure of these unresolved differences. Eventually, it became clear that we were not on the same page. The dream of High Plateau Brewing, which had seemed so vivid, began to fade. The combination of stringent regulations, the challenge of establishing a new brand in a conservative market, and most importantly, our diverging levels of commitment and risk tolerance led us to a tough decision. Before we could even launch, before High Plateau Brewing could even become a reality, I decided to shelve the project. It was a heartbreaking decision, but it was also a relief in some ways. The process of starting the brewery had become more about conflict and stress than about our shared love of brewing. Alex and I eventually moved on to different paths. I continued in the brewing industry, albeit more cautiously, while Alex returned to home brewing as a hobby. High Plateau Brewing remained an unrealized dream, a reminder of the complexities of turning a passion into a business and the crucial importance of aligned vision and commitment in a partnership. Looking back, I see our failed attempt to start the brewery not just as a loss, but as a learning experience. It taught me about the realities of starting a business in a challenging industry, the nuances of navigating strict regulations, and the profound impact of partnership dynamics. Next time, I'll be more prepared going in.
Never confuse a single defeat with a final defeat. Jeff experienced a single defeat, well, maybe a couple of defeats, but, you know, a single idea. But of course, he can go on to do something much better. As he said, it taught him the realities of starting a business in a challenging industry. Maybe choose a different industry in that situation, or just do something different. Jeff, thank you for sharing the story. I always appreciate and admire the courage of our side hustlers and contributors. Listeners, if you have a question, an update about your hustle, sidehustleschool.com. Today's notes, sidehustleschool.com/2617. Excited to get a new month underway. So much to share with you in the weeks to come. Thanks for being out there. My name's Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School. Thank you.
from the Onward Project.